This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In London today, the leader of the Anglican Church, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, said it was a mistake for the American Church to elect an openly gay man, Gene Robinson, as Episcopal Bishop of New Hampshire. This follows 2 days of intense meetings this week, during which Anglican and Episcopal leaders condemned but stopped short of prohibiting a move to consecrate Bishop Robinson. Joining us with reaction is Reverend John Kirkley. He's parish priest at Holy Innocent Church in San Francisco. Reverend Kirkley is also part of Claiming the Blessing. That's a group that pushed for the ordination of Bishop Robinson. Reverend Kirkley, this statement from Dr. Williams, it was a mistake for the American Church. What's your reaction to that?
I suspect that it's coming from two places. One is the very real concerns that the reaction on the part of some of the primates to Gene's election and consecration might lead to impaired communion. I think it also arises from a felt sense on the part of some of the primates, evidently including the Archbishop of Canterbury, that in taking this action, the American Church has preempted a process of international reflection and conversation. I don't think that that's quite accurate, though. At least here in the American Church, we've been discussing issues of human sexuality very forthrightly for over 30 years.
I spoke with the Archbishop of Australia several weeks ago, who said to me that the issue here really is authority, the authority of the Church and the willingness of the American Church to accept that authority.
The question of authority is a crucial one in this discussion. The perspective that we have taken is that the authority of Scripture is central, but it is subject to a variety of interpretation, and that interpretation has to take place in dialogue with tradition and human reason, with reflection on our own experience of how the Spirit's moving in the community in our own time and place. There is far more that we share in common in terms of the reception of the deposit of faith among faithful people throughout our communion, far more in common than what divides us. I mean, the question of human sexuality is one small piece of what we share and what we believe.
It is a small piece, but it seems to be such a sensitive piece. If this led to a schism, the separation of the American Episcopalians from the Church, is it worth that cost to you?
Impaired communion doesn't necessarily lead to impaired mission. And in fact, we're already in a state of impaired communion in the Anglican Communion, in that our women bishops are not recognized by many of the primates who are concerned about Gene Robinson. So Gene won't be the first American bishop not to be recognized as legitimate in the eyes of some other parts of our communion. But that hasn't kept us from continuing to do the work of sharing Christ's love with our neighbors, of working on important issues like international debt relief and global health concerns such as AIDS, refugee resettlement, in which the Church is engaged in healing and reconciliation.
Reverend John Kirkley, parish priest at Holy Innocents Church in San Francisco, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure to be with you.